Okay, folks, I don't know why the clock goes by so fast, but ay nako. We're on page 27, and we're going to do some work, okay? Otherwise known as case studies, okay? So I need, we had three groups kanina, groups of, ilan na ba tayo ngayon? What's the total population now? 21? Si Jerome left, yeah. So how many are we now? I want groups of seven or eight. Tatlong groups of seven or eight, okay? Per team. So magbilang tayo ng 3, 6, 7, okay? Brother, what do you want to join? Diyan ka, oh, sige. 2, 4, 6, 7. Okay. 2, 4, 6. 6 lang kayo? Si ano, saan ka na ka po, brad? Ayun, tama-tama, 7, okay? Oh, 6 lang. So we get 6, 2, 4, 6. Okay, 2, 4, 6, 7, 5, 8. Pati si, ano? Oh, si Doc Alan nga, nasaan? Asabahan nyo lang. Oh, sige. Brother, where will you join? Here? Dito ka na? 2, 4, 6. Doon ka na, 6 lang sila ron. Okay? All right. See now. All right, so I need you. We're on page 27, case study 1, okay? Case study number 1. This is Inspirational Teddy. I want you to take a few minutes to read the case study and answer the questions on your own. Don't answer the questions on your own. Just think about your own answers, okay? Para hindi masyado matagal. And then I want you to discuss with your team to arrive at a consensus on your team answers to the question. Okay? Now, Franco, I want you to come closer now because what we're going to do, will you guys form teams? Because I'll ask you to do something. We need a presentation leader, okay? After 3 minutes, I'll give you 3 minutes to read the case and to study the questions. I will give you 5 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes to discuss the case as a team, and then I will give each team about 1.5 minutes to present their answers, the consensus answer that came out of the discussion. Are you with me? Which implies a discussion, a presenter. So, in my seminars, I have a very democratic way of electing a presenter, okay? Index finger to the ceiling, everybody. Index finger to the ceiling. At the count of three, I want you to elect your presenter. 1, 2, 3, elect. Ah, ito na. Ruby. Dito sino? Jay? Is it Jay? Okay, dito sino? Arthur. Okay. Huwag kayong malala, mag-alala. Marami yan. Siguradong aabutin ko yung lahat. Alright? As a matter of fact, you know, madadali pa itong cases na to. Alright. So, 3 minutes to read the case, 5 or 6 minutes to discuss it, and then presentation time. All right? Okay, go. Okay, you should discuss now. All right, time's up. Who wants to go first? Oh, sige, 2 minute extension. 2 minutes. All right, extension time is up. Who wants to go first? You have a mic? I think you guys all have a mic somewhere in your table. No? Oh, Rui, you want to go first? That's your mic. Eh?
All right. Hello. 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 All right. What is the dominant style of Teddy empowering?
Okay.
In a scale of 10, with 1 being the lowest, how effective is Teddy's style? Nag-debate kami, merong nag-4, pero hinatak namin pababa. Kasi kami 1. Salbahe kami.
So anong suma total?
2.5.
All right. You politicians. Anyway, all right.
Ideally, what style should Teddy use in dealing with Esther? A1 or A2. At least, hindi napaparik ng A3. Bakit? Kasi bagong role eh. She used to be a accounts manager and she was successful with that. It's just that, sabi dito, she lacked strategic skills. Eh, dun siya inassign. So, now, si Teddy, strategic thinker, sabi dito, is a strategic thinker good with numbers. So, sana, dininumero muna niya si Esther. Parang ginaid niya. Tapos, hindi pa rin niya tinulungan after failing for 2 or 3 times. So, ultimately, accountable for the results, of course, si Teddy. What are the possible reasons Teddy did not change his style? Number one, tamad lang.
Okay.
Number two, he probably assumed based on her previous track record na hindi, magaling siya, pero hindi niya naintindihan magkaibang role. Or si Teddy mismo yung not that detailed kasi sabi dito, ano siya, big picture guy. And he's looking for steps. So, baka pati siya, hindi niya rin alam gagawin. And one more idea. It could be Esther is not in the right role. She could be a round peg in a square hole, so to speak. So, yeah.
Okay, Rui and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Rui and team. Who wants to go next? All right, Jay. Pastor Jay.
What was the dominant style of Teddy? Initially, nahati kami between empowering and involving because obviously there was low directive on the part of a Teddy.
Right.
Pero nag
anong resolution?
Ang resolution is empowering because Teddy did not sit down with Esther, so he was not involved. Number two, in a scale of 1 to 10, we gave Teddy's style, yung effectivity of Teddy as 1 because the result was not achieved.
Okay.
Number three, we answered A2, which is persuading because Esther is just new. It needed the Teddy to come in with his experience and yung ideas niya as the leader. Number four, of course, Teddy as the leader is accountable. And number five, why Teddy did not change his style, nag-focus siya dun sa past performance of Esther. And I believe lazy din siya na for past months wala siyang ginawa, knowing na he is good in numbers and strategic thinker as he was. Thank you.
Pastor Jay and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Pastor Jay and team. Will you pass the mic to the next team? Sino po ang magsasalita dyan? My friend, Pastor Arthur.
Yeah, well, based from our discussion, the dominant style of Teddy was empowering. He let Esther plan and strategize about the project. In the scale of 1 to 10, our score for Teddy is 2.5.
Okay.
Kasi hindi niya, nag-increase lang ng 30% yung 33 increase in membership. Kanina meron na sasabi ng 1 and then 5 ganun. So no, we came up in middle. And then ideally what style should Teddy use? Ang naisip po namin ay persuading. Given na si Teddy po ay experience at bago pa po si Esther, sigurado sa tingin namin mas may alam si Teddy na tamang strategy. Na kung persuading, it would matutulungan na lang si Esther. Pero nagtataka lang kami, hindi niya binago yung style niya.
Yep.
And we're thinking from persuading should be ano din eh, involving.
Right.
Siya ma-involved din sa planning.
Okay.
So he's ultimately accountable for the result of the work, si Teddy. And then, what are the possible reasons Teddy did not change his style on Esther? Ang naisip lang po namin, hindi din niya alam. Hindi din niya alam yung dapat gawin. Pero ayun din po, think, yung binasa ko po itong ending nung case study, meron pong sinabi din doon na merong ginugroom to replace Esther. Ayun lang ang question din on my part kung bakit wala nang nangyari. Hindi na po nabanggit ko anong ginawa kay Teddy and bakit yung si Esther naman ang nireplace.
Oh, huwag mo nang problemawain yung wala sa case. Pastor Arthur and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Pastor Arthur and team. I know, I'll tell you all about it, okay? These are real case studies. The reason why I was able to write them is I was in these case studies. Okay? So, binali-bali ko yung mga pangalan para hindi para ma-protect yung identity ng mga tao, okay? So, in a case study, the limitation and the luxury is the facts in the case study. You are not held accountable for facts that are not in the case study. Okay? So that's your limitation and luxury. Okay? So you will not be held accountable for what is not in the case study. Okay, let's do this. What is the dominant style of Teddy? If you said empowering, you're absolutely correct. In fact, Teddy is empowering to a fault. Okay? In a scale of 10, with 1 being the lowest, how effective is Teddy's style in terms of getting results from Esther? I think you guys nailed that. You nailed the first question. You nailed the second question in varying degrees of cruelty and strictness. Okay, remind me not to work for this team because this team is too strict. Okay, but 2.5, I mean, that's pretty strict too. But as long as you flunk Teddy, you'll be correct. Okay, ideally, what style? Why? Well, you know, dalawang beses na nag-present, hindi pa nagbabago. Talagang, okay, mababa ang rating. Ideally, what style should Teddy use in dealing with Esther? If you said commanding, you'll be correct. If you said persuading, you'd be correct. Because commanding and persuading are first cousins. Okay? They are, the answer is being given by the leader. Okay? In commanding, the leader is ramming it down the throat of the follower. In persuading, the leader is selling the answer to the follower. But in either case, you'd be correct. Okay, I think you guys nailed that. That's good for you. Who is accountable for the results of the work? I think you guys nailed that too. Command responsibility, so it's Teddy. What are possible reasons Teddy did not change his style on Esther? Okay. These two teams, ang sagot nyo is assumption. Okay? He made assumptions. That's right. Ang sagot nyo rito, assumptions din. Lazy. All right, that's also right. Ang sagot nila rito is ignorance. Okay? That is, the first answer I wanted to hear is ignorance. Because, as of 15 minutes ago, you were like Teddy. You were ignorant about the fact that there are other styles possible and the fact that shifting from one style to another is okay. But now, you're no longer ignorant. Alam mo na yon, okay? But believe it or not, many leaders in business, in churches, don't know that it is okay to shift from one style to another. That is the big aha moment. It is okay to shift from one style to another, okay? And there are other styles available, okay? So ignorance is the first reason, okay? The second reason, in addition to assumptions and assumptions, is what I call the momentum of past practice, okay? Teddy was carried by the momentum of past practice. And my lesson to you is beware of the momentum of past practice, particularly if past practice gave you success. What do I mean? Teddy was promoted because of his results. He thought he was promoted because he was an empowering leader. It just so happens, in his ascent to his position, he was empowering everyone. It just so happens the people that he empowered were competent. Okay, now, the momentum of past practice was to empower. So pagdating niya sa position niyang bago, nag-empower pa rin siya. Eh, nagkataon, meron siyang isang subordinate, incompetent. Eh, empower pa siya ng empower because of the momentum of past practice. Particularly if past practice is associated with success. I was promoted because I was empowering. Ang iniisip ni Teddy, of course not. You were promoted because of results. It just so happened you were empowering people before and things, and they were okay because they were competent, and suddenly you now have a subordinate who is incompetent, eh tuloy-tuloy ka pa ng empower people to death. Patay ka. Okay, so beware of the momentum of past practice because past practice will not necessarily work in the future in other situations. Okay? I want you to go to the top of page 27 just to complete your lesson here. Four leadership styles or approaches. To the left of A1, nakita mo yung A1 commanding, to the left of A1, I want you to write transactional. Sa kaliwa ng A1, to the left of A1, I want you to write transactional. To the left of A4, I want you to write laissez-faire. Just don't ask me to spell it for you. Laissez-faire. Okay? So to the left of A1 commanding, write transactional. To the left of A4 empowering, write laissez-faire. Okay? What do I mean? The transactional leader uses only commanding style. Always commanding style. Yan ang transactional leader. Hoy, gawin mo to. Yes, boss. Okay? The laissez-faire leader always uses empowering regardless of the situation. Okay? Teddy was a laissez-faire leader because he was empowering regardless of the situation. Okay? Now, I want you to write a bracket to the right of that page, to the right of A1 to A4. I want you to write a bracket that will encompass A1 to A4. Okay? Write a bracket to the right of that paragraph to encompass A1 to A4 and write in the middle of the bracket transformational. Transformational. The transformational leader uses all four styles depending on the situation. Okay? The transformational leader uses all four styles depending on the situation. Okay, now, turn with me to page 29. You're on page 29. What drives your dominant leadership style, okay? What drives your dominant leadership style? There are four influences in your dominant leadership style, okay? Number one, the style your parents used to raise you, particularly your father. If your father was a commanding type of person, you will tend to have a commanding style. If your father was an empowering kind of person, you will tend to have an empowering style. If you do not grow up with your father, it will be the style of your mother or whoever raised you as a child, okay? My father was a commanding father, okay? But he was not around because I was the child of the original OFW generation. Nung araw, walang Saudi. It was Guam and Saipan. Yun ang OFW nung araw. And wow, from the age of 11, my age of 11, up to 45 years later, I saw my father once a year. Okay? I was an OFW child. So, my mother was the one at home. And she was very supportive of my father. So, she would channel, my father would write, talk to us through letters. And I grew up in Tarlac, Tarlac, by the way. Are you from Tarlac? Where in Tarlac? Oh, really? What's your family name, Mark? De La Cruz. Okay, I grew up, our house was behind Jomac in the DK. Okay? So, not our house, my grandmother's house. We didn't have a house. We grew up in my grandmother's house, and my father would write a letter. No swimming in the river on rainy season, during rainy season. And I'll explain to you. I mean, Mark knows this. We lived beside a waterway, okay? There was a dike. During the rainy season, they would open the dams. and allow the water to flow. Okay? Now, in the summer, the width of that quote-unquote river is probably 1 meter. The depth is probably 12 inches. Halos wala. In the rainy season, however, the width of that thing is about 1 kilometer. And it would be raging flood waters. As in, I remember we would be sitting on the dike and we could see a bahay kubo floating down the river like this, or mga troso malalaki. Talagang malulunod ka. Okay? And so, that's why my father was afraid of no swimming in the river during the rainy season. Of course, he didn't have to say that. We were too afraid to drown ourselves. But he was absent, and my mother was supporting him. So, that was, he had an effect on me. Ang problema, my mother was the one present. And he was very empowering. So, yung sa akin, schizophrenic yung effect. Okay? Ano style mo kung parental influence? Commanding, empowering. It's opposite. So, I am comfortable empowering and commanding at the same time. But that is my parental influence. The next is authority figures. The model of other authority figures in your youth. Okay? 12, 13, 14 years old. Yan ang youth. Ang definition ko ng youth. This could be a parish priest, a pastor, an uncle, a politician, the mayor, someone to whom you said, I want to be like him. Okay? In my case, in my youth, I remember very clearly, I was 14 years old. I was in high school. It was, I was a member of the Columbian Squires. And Columbian Squires are the gophers of the Knights of Columbus. The Knights of Columbus said, all Columbian Squires, we want you to converge in the house of Mr. and Mrs. Bessa. And we had no problem converging in the house of Mr. and Mrs. Bessa because this couple were well-to-do and there was always a lot of good food in the Bessa residence. So, no problem. We were all there. Unbeknownst to us, first of all, it was national election time. A certain Diosdado Macapagal was running for re-election. A certain Ferdinand Marcos was running for president for the first time. And a certain Raul Manglapus was running for president, the first independent presidential candidate in the history of the Philippines. Okay, unbeknownst to us, but discovered very quickly, the Bessas were supporters of Raul Manglapus. Ngayon pala, kami po'y hakot. Kasi Raul Manglapus and company were having a campaign sortie north of Luzon. They were on their way back to Manila. Tarlac-Tarlac was the natural, di po ba, pag nagpupunta kayo sa Baguio, Tarlac-Tarlac is the natural stop-off point. Magpahinga ka muna, merienda ka muna before proceeding back to Manila. So, in comes Raul Manglapus, presidential candidate. Begins to shake the hands of everyone in the house of Mr. and Mrs. Bessa, including the Columbian Squires. Raul Manglapus was young, he was good-looking, he was slim. Wow, he was debonair. I was swept off my feet by Raul Manglapus. And then like any politician, he makes a speech in English. And I was swept off my feet with his Arineo accent. And then he spoke in Tagalog. And I was swept off my feet. It was perfect panitikan Tagalog. I mean, wow, ang galing mag-Tagalog itong. Then he spoke in Spanish because the Bessas were Spanish-speaking people. I was just swept off my feet and I said, wow, I hope I can go to Ateneo. I began to dream dreams. I want to be like Raul Manglapus. Yeah. Yan ang effect sa akin. That was the model of the authority figures early in my youth. I wrote my dad a letter. I said, dear Tatang, if I pass the entrance exam in Ateneo, do you have enough money to send me to Ateneo? And he said, the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. My father was not a born-again Christian. Okay? So I went to my mother. What does Tatang mean? Sabi ng nanay ko, kung ipasa mo ang exam mo, bahala na si God sa atin. Okay? Well, make a long story short, I take the entrance exam. By some miracle, I pass Ateneo. Dream number one comes true. Okay? Because Raul Manglapus was my idol. I wanted to be like Raul Manglapus. The influence of a strong and respected boss early in your career, okay? Kung sino ang boss mo in your first job na biniliban mo, yung taong yon, malakas ang influence sa leadership style mo. Kasi gusto mo siyang gayahin. So, Dream number one, I go to Ateneo and I finish in Ateneo. Dream number two was to go to Procter & Gamble. Because my brother-in-law, my hindi ko pa siya brother-in-law noon, told me, you know, Alex, brand management is very good. And Procter & Gamble, siya nasa Unilever. Procter & Gamble or Unilever is a good company. So nag-apply ako sa Unilever, sa Procter & Gamble. Awa ng Diyos, pumasa ako sa Procter & Gamble. Okay? All of the new people in Procter & Gamble were under the mentorship of a certain man called Augusto P. Makuha, Gus Makuha. But more than a mentor, he is more accurately described as a tormentor, okay? Because Gus Makuha was very strict. Gus Makuha was very intelligent. Gus Makuha was very thorough. He was very demanding. He could be charming. He could be charismatic if he wanted to. We all wanted to become like Gus Makuha. But he was mean. We were afraid we might become like Gus Makuha. Okay? So, Gus Makuha had a tremendous impact on my leadership style. The fourth is temperament, individual temperament. Okay? When your mom and dad made love and you were conceived, at that precise moment, yun yung individual temperament, yun, yung bigay ni God sa'yo. Pag pinaghalo-halo mo yung rekadong yan, ayan, kanya ka nagkaganyan. Okay? So, now why am I talking about this? Because awareness and understanding of your dominant, of the source of your dominant leadership style frees you from an unconscious psychological bondage to it. It will allow you to employ a leadership style driven not by your past nor your personality, but by the followers' readiness and the goals of the organization. Okay? Kasi ganito yan. If you don't know that you can outgrow the influences in your leadership style, your attitude will be like this. Ang mindset mo ganito. Ganito ako napanganak. Ang nanay ko ganyan, ang tatay ko ganon. Ganito nila ako pinalaki. Nag-aral ako sa paaralang ito, ganyan kami tinuruan. Nung ako'y bago magtrabaho, ganito yung style nung binilibang kong bossing ko, kanya ako'y nagkaganito. Therefore, ito na ako. Kayo mga bata ko, kayo mag-adjust sa akin. Bakit? After all, ako boss dito eh. Ano kayo, siniswerte? Ba't ako mag-adjust sa'yo? That is the typical mindset. Which makes sense. I'm the boss, why should I adjust to you? Okay? It makes sense. That is why you have to break it. And the way you break it is being aware. Ba't ka nagkaganyan? Being aware of the source of your style. Because, balik tayo dun sa ano? Balik mo nga dun sa two, one, okay. Because you can outgrow your influences. Okay? Listen carefully. Of the four influences, isa lang ang nature. Everyone say nature. It's individual temperament. There's nothing you can do about that. Pero tatlo are nurture. Everyone say nurture. You can outgrow nurture. Example. My dad died in 2003. God bless his soul. I shared the gospel with my father maybe 30 times. Okay? And I told God, God, siguro naman, isa ron mate-technical ka na. Okay? I believe my father was saved before he died. My mother died at the age, my father was 92 when he died. My mom died in 2008. She was 95 years old. Haba ng buhay ng mga magulang ko. I love my father. I love my mother. I respect them. I am grateful to them. However, I have arrived at my conclusion. I don't have to be like my father. I don't have to be like my mother. I can be who I need to be or who I want to be. I have outgrown the influence of my mom and dad. Are you listening to me? Okay. Authority figures. I think Raul Manglapus was a swell individual. I think he was a cool dude, if you want to say it in a more youngish terms. I think social democracy, which was his ideology, is an elegant concept. But, you know, I have come to the conclusion I don't have to be like Raul Manglapus. I don't have to be a social democrat. As a matter of fact, I've outgrown my Ateneo-ness. I mean, Don't get me wrong. If I'm in an Ateneo LaSalle game or Ateneo San Beda game, whatever, you can count on me. I'm going to be screaming my lungs out against our competitor. Pero ang ganda na lang yun. I mean, I've outgrown my Ateneo-ness. I love Ateneo. I'm grateful to Ateneo. I'm proud of being an Ateneo. But it does not define me. Are you listening to me? Ateneo does not define me. I mean, my best friend is a De La Salle graduate, for crying out loud. I've got a nice green shirt, by the way. I wore it once, and someone in the church said, "Oi, aren't you supposed to not be wearing green? Come on. Grow up. I mean, what are you talking about?" I've outgrown it. Okay? It's nice, but I don't have to behave in a certain way because I'm from Ateneo. I've outgrown it. Are you with me? I can be who I need to be. I can be who I want to be. And finally, the boss, okay? Gus Makuha was so influential, within 6 months of us reporting to him, even our penmanship changed. Can you imagine the power of the influence? What do I mean? Nung Augusto siya, ako Alejandro, Alex eh. So, I would sign my Alex in a nice round A, nice round charming A. Okay? But not Gus Makuha. He signed Augusto P. Makuha with two straight A, two straight letters, as in capital A. A, P. Makuha. Nung nakita ko yung pirma niya sa isang memo, sabi ko, iyan ang pirma? Ganda ng dating ng pirma ni Gus Makuha. You know what? Within 6 months, I was signing my Alejandro A. T. Castillo. Nawala na yung circular round A. Now, what evidence do you need that the influence was so profound? Even my penmanship changed, for crying out loud. Okay? Yung kasama ko, si Ricky ang pangalan niya, mas malala ang kaso nito kasi pangalan niya Ricardo. Pero yung pirma niya, dalawang straight lines din. So sabi ko, parang hindi ba may buntis yung R sa taas? Hindi, kanyang talaga yung R. Sabi ko, malala ito. Malala tama nito. Now, Gus Makuha said, you can't succeed in business unless you're tough and unless you're mean. Nice doesn't make it. I kind of swallowed that hook, line, and sinker, pero hesitantly. But because we were overwhelmed by Gus Makuha, we just sucked it up, okay? Passed away last year, by the way. Later on, I said, teka muna. I don't think mean makes it. I think nice guys can finish first. I mean, you know, I'm not a mean kind of manager, but I became president. Miracle of miracles. So I've outgrown Gus Makuha. I don't think you have to be mean. I have to be mean to succeed. As a matter of fact, I believe being nice cuts it better than being mean. I have outgrown Gus Makuha. Are you with me? Okay, so, ganyan po. When you look at the source of your leadership style, I want you to understand you can outgrow nurture. You don't have to wait when your hair is gray like me to do that. You can outgrow it today. It's just a mindset, and you can make an analytical decision and make a deliberate decision. I don't have to follow the nurture influences in my life if I don't agree with them. Of course, if you agree with them, no problem. Why? Because I want you to, kung ikaw libre ka, pag yung mindset mo libre, na hindi ka imprisoned to your past, I can change from being nice to being commanding to being involving to being persuading as the situation demands. I don't have to say, I can't change because this is me. I was born like this. My parents were this way. I was raised this way. I was trained that way. You see, that is nonsense. You can change. Eh, lalo na po tayo. Holy Spirit empowering us. Obviously, we can change. But I'm just giving you the human level argumentation. Okay? You can change so that you can be what the situation demands you to be. Now, don't get me wrong. Situational leadership is not situational ethics. Are you with me? Ethics, our core values don't change. Okay? When it comes to style, however, be comfortable in being adaptive and change-driven. Okay. All right. Turn that page. Don't turn that page. Okay? Page 30, bottom of page 30, the four readiness levels of followers. Buuin natin ang kwento. R1 is low readiness. R2 is low to moderate. R3 is moderate to high readiness. And R4 is high readiness. You need to understand the readiness, this issue, so that you will grasp the concept of situational leadership. I call it readiness-based leadership completely. Turn the page on page 31. There you are. You have your grid. The readiness-based leadership style grid. Okay? Now, ganito po. R1 is low readiness. R4 is high readiness. Ang situational leadership, written by Ken Blanchard and Paul Hershey, is about 1.5 inches thick. Okay? What I did is I took out all of the borloloy in that concept and I showed it in one slide. This is all that it is saying. And the thinking goes like this. If the individual is R1, low readiness, your style should be A1, commanding. If the individual is R2, marunong ng konti, your style should be A2, persuading. Kung A3 siya, A3 ang involving. Kung R3 siya, A3 naman involving. Kung R4 na siya, high readiness, doon ka lang mag-A4, excuse me, empowering. Are you with me? That is the, everyone say, aha. That's the big aha moment, okay? Your style should vary according to the readiness of the individual. Are you with me? That is what readiness-based leadership means, okay? So, let's do some practice. What is the readiness level of a fresh graduate from college who is a volunteer in the ushering ministry? What is the readiness level of this individual? R1. Diba? What should be your leadership style? Which is commanding. Batali ka, bago kang usher, na o ganito. Number one, okay? Do not have bad breath. Rule number one. Kasi haharap ka sa tao. Number two, comb your hair, brush your teeth. In other words, look presentable. Usher ka eh. Number two, I want you to smile. You smile people in, you smile people out. In ang trabaho ng usher. Dapat patient ka. Tuturuan kita. One by one, by two, by three. Dinumero, tuturuan kita. Kasi A1. Okay? What is the readiness level of a teenager who just got his driver's license? 16 years old. He just got his driver's license in terms of driving a car. What is the readiness level of a teenager? Siguro naman R2. Lisensyado na eh. Alright? R2. Ngayon, meron kang bagong Kia Pride. Anak mo itong 16-year-old. Hihiramin niya yung bago mong kotse. Walang kagasgasgas yung kotse mo. Dad, I just want to take it for a spin. Can I borrow your new Honda City na lang? Honda City? What is his readiness level in your head? Kasi ayaw mong pera yung kotse mo. Okay? What is his readiness level in his head? R4, welcome to fathering teenagers. Okay? You have to negotiate. Kanya marami. What is the readiness level of a 2-year-old daughter in terms of taking care of herself to protect herself? R1. Daddy, I want to put my little finger there in the hole there on the side, though. Very nice. My finger will fit exactly there in the hole in the wall. It's the Meralco electric power source. Are you going to say, honey, how does that decision align with your priorities? Is that what you're going to tell your daughter? No, you're going to tell, no, you don't. There's electric power there. You might get electrocuted. I want. No, you don't. I'm going now. If I have to use physical action, I will. Because she doesn't know. She's R1. Commanding ako. Okay? Now, let's bring it to the office. George here is R1 in, let's see, saan ka ba R1 pare? Kasi puro R4 ang pagkakilala ko. So let's just say si George is, let me see, ha? Give me an area you're not familiar with. An area in church work you're not familiar with. Are you an accountant? So, saan ka hindi comfortable? Music. Are you a musician? Musician ka rin, ano? Hirap mo na may example. Iba na kaya. If he is R1 in something, kaya ganito lang. If he is R1 in something, tututukan ko siya. Kasi R1 siya eh. Hindi ko siya empower. Okay, now. If I give George, the same individual, another project, okay, how to plant a church, and he just planted a church and he's very successful in planting a church. How to plant a church? What is his readiness level in how to plant a church? R4. I-empower ko siya. Are you with me? Did you notice? The same individual. One project, R1. A1 ako. Another project, R4 siya. A4 ako. Are you with me? So, readiness-based leadership, your style can vary to the same individual depending on his or her readiness on a particular task. Are you with me? Yan ang beauty ng situational or readiness-based leadership. My style with you could vary. The same individual, I could be empowering you in one project but making tutok you in another project. Are you with me? Now, ito yung ano. Senior pastor, but ako, ang strict mo sa akin. But kay Gio, ang luwag-luwag mo. Paano, R1 ka doon sa project in-assign ko sa'yo. Si Gio, R4 siya doon sa project in-assign ko sa kanya. As a matter of fact, people will not complain to you. The response will be like this. Senior pastor, I want you to know how much I appreciate you because alam mo, unfamiliar ako dito sa project na to. Hindi mo ko pinabayaan. Tinutukan mo ko. I really want to give you feedback. Boss, you are doing it well. Ganon ang magiging feedback. Because if I need help and you give me the appropriate help, then I will appreciate you rather than resent you. Okay? Yung namang R4, he will also tell me, G will also tell me, Senior Pastor, I'm so glad that your style is what it is because since you know I'm familiar with this task, you've allowed me to go on my own. You see? If the leadership style matches the readiness level of the subordinate, there will be no dysfunction. When the style does not match the readiness level of the subordinate, there will be dysfunction. Example, Esther is R what? R1. And what was the style of Teddy? A4, empowering, you see? Disaster. Okay? Disaster. There will be terror. If I am R1, bagito ako, bigla mo ko in-empower, I will be terrified. Kung ako naman ay R4, marami na akong alam, at tinututukan mo ako, I will resent it. One is terrified, the other one is resentful. Okay? Basta meron mismatch. Okay? What is the readiness level of a housewife who does not know how to budget in managing the household budget? What is the readiness level of this housewife? R1. What is the appropriate leadership style? Wrong. Mali. A4. Why? Hindi nyo masagot, ano? You know, there is doctrine, okay? This doctrine is right here, okay? And there is higher value. The higher value is happy wife, happy life. Very good, okay? So, one husband told me, Alex, sabi niya, I agree with that principle, but kung talagang hindi marunong mag-budget, paano? So sabi nung kasama niya, ako, kung ganyan, tama si Alex kasi siyempre, happy wife, happy life, ano? Pero kung asawa ko, R1, bibigay ko yung budget niya, arawan, para kung pag mag-overspend yan eh, isang araw lang. All right? See, you can bring this. Okay, I'll tell you a true story. I have a German friend. His name is Wolfgang. Wolfgang, okay? Wolfgang is married to a Boholano, Bohol woman. Okay? Happily married to a Bohol woman. They needed a good cook because si Wolfgang maselan sa pagkain. The best cook they got from Bohol, okay? Arrives in Manila for the first time. Never stepped on Manila. So, at the same time, Wolfgang and wife had a brand new set of Tefal cookware. Yung non-stick, all right? The next day, they had to fire the cook because the Tefal cookware was all shining completely. Inisis po yung Tefal cookware dahil daw marumi. True story. So, Wolfgang, he was in a seminar. What did you learn? Sabi niya, mali yung assessment ko ng readiness level. Her readiness level as a cook is R4. But her familiarity with modern cookware is R1. I should have briefed her on the cookware. Okay, so you make a wrong assessment on the readiness level of people, disaster. Okay? All right. Okay, what time is it? Okay, it's almost time. Three factors determine the followers' readiness level. Number one, you can do page 32 on your own. 33. Three factors determine the followers' readiness level. Number one, energy and drive. Okay? Accountability and technical competence and familiarity. Oh, this is just how to use it. Okay? Balik mo nga. Just how to, but you don't, it's self-explanatory. Dito lang tayo, okay? This is self-explanatory. You can read this on your own and you'll get it, okay? So, sige, proceed na. All right. Energy and drive, accountability and technical competence and familiarity. Okay, before the break, all I want to explain to you is this. Typically, we use only box number 3 in assessing the readiness of an individual. Magaling ba? All right? Now, all I'm saying is kailangan holistic. Meaning, someone is a 10 in technical competence and familiarity, okay? But is a 5 in accountability and a 4 in energy and drive. Tatamad-tamad, tsaka hindi marunong mag-assume ng responsibility. I will not give the project to that person. I would rather look for somebody, maski na 8 lang siya sa technical competence and familiarity, kung 9 at 10 siya sa energy and drive and accountability. Are you with me? In other words, yung assessment of readiness level has to be holistic. Hindi lang technical aspect, but other aspects. Okay, take 10 minutes. 10-minute break. Thank you very much.